Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Harris. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Sims and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Causey reaches second base with a double. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Harris reaches second base with a double. Snyder moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw bunts towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to third. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Bill Voss pinch hits for Jerry McNerney. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Voss reaches third base with a triple. Alomar scores. Bradford goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hargan, and towards Fuller, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar juggles the ball. That's an error on Alomar. Willie Smith pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Smith reaches second base with a double. Askew goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Willie Smith. Bob Locker now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal pinch runs for Russ Snyder. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.